Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, Swamp Swami's dream for a new NBA All-Star Weekend. It's nearly time for the NBA All-Star Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. In days gone by, the NBA All-Star Weekend was a special annual event for professional basketball fans. In days gone by, the All-Star Weekend allowed fans to see their favorite players gathered together in one arena with the East All-Stars squaring off against the West All-Stars. And in days gone by, the All-Star Game featured at least one player from every team in the league on the rosters. Times have changed. Those days are mostly gone. This weekend, you're going to see Team LeBron James against Team Giannis Antetokounmpo. LeBron James was the leader in fan voting from the NBA's Western Conference, and Giannis, we'll call him Giannis A, received the most votes for players in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Logically, many fans would assume that Team LeBron, since he plays at the Lakers, would be comprised with other Western All-Stars voted by the fans, and Team Giannis, from the East in Milwaukee, would be leading four other Eastern Conference fan choices in the respecting starting lineups. You would be incorrect. The NBA's All-Star Game actually had a televised draft last week, where LeBron James and Giannis made alternating picks from the fans' top choices, five from each conference, and those reserves chosen by the NBA's head coaches, seven from each conference. If your favorite NBA team happens to be in Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, or the New York Knicks in the East, you won't be represented. Western teams in Salt Lake City, Utah, Sacramento, Memphis, Phoenix, and the Los Angeles Clippers, you're on the outs too. And don't gloat, Miami and Dallas. The only reason you have a player in Dwayne Wade with Miami and Dirk Nowitzki with Dallas is because the special last chance invitation was given to these two players who are retiring at the end of the season. Now, Team LeBron will be coached, wink, wink, by Mike Malone of the Western Conference leading Denver Nuggets. And Team Giannis will be coached by his own coach, Mike Budenholzer, of the Eastern leaders in Milwaukee. Now, is it just me, or don't you kind of expect and kind of hope that LeBron will fire his coach by halftime and name himself as coach for the second half? We'll see. In addition to the All-Star Game on Sunday night, there'll be other events primarily designed to take money out of the paying customer wallets this weekend in Charlotte. On Friday night, some fans will actually plunk down money to watch an All-Star Celebrity Challenge featuring a few retired basketball players, some WNBA players, at least one rapper, of course, some comedians, and many, many more. If that wasn't enough to whet your appetite, the NBA's Rising Star Challenge will feature an exhibition game between Team US and Team World, players with overseas roots. Sadly, Lonzo Ball, who was selected for the game, will not be playing due to an injury for Team US, but wouldn't it be fun if they substituted his dad, LeVar Ball, and let him take his place in the lineup? Now that would be interesting. On Saturday, it's the recently added Skills Challenge, plus the annual three-point shooting contest, and followed by the Bigger Yawn Slam Dunk Challenge. Getting a little old, isn't it? Ironically, there are 10 contestants for the three-point contest, 8 for the Skills Challenge, and just 4 contestants this year in the Slam Dunk Contest. That should tell you what you need to know, NBA. Now, speaking of the NBA, I know the NBA doesn't necessarily want to hear any suggestions from old Swamp Swami here, but I'm going to propose them anyway. Here is the list of changes I would suggest to the weekend to make the All-Star Weekend more fan-friendly. Number 1. One player and one player only is selected from each of the NBA's 30 teams. That should help increase fan interest around the league. Number 2. Do away with the Team LeBron versus Team Giannis stuff. Go back to the West Conference against the East Conference for the fans. Number 3. The starters, selected by the fans, must play in quarters number 1 and in the final quarter 4 unless they happen to be injured. The reserve play in quarters 2 and 3, and each reserve must play at least for 6 minutes total for their All-Star game so their city is represented. Number 4. Do away with all that Friday night stuff. Really, nobody cares. Number 5. On Saturday, do away with the slam dunk competition. Absolutely nobody cares about that anymore. Number 6. On Saturday, do away with the Skills Challenge. The fun is just starting. Number 7. on Saturday night, first, play an NBA Rookies versus NBA Legends 20-minute game. Everybody likes to see some of their old favorites, and the rookies will get a chance to meet some of their heroes. I suggest the game be sponsored by Sports Cream. Number 8, on Saturday night after the old-timers versus the rookies game, all players selected for the Sunday NBA All-Star Game must play in at least one of the following events. A. A three-point shooting contest. Or B. A horse competition, you know, H-O-R-S-E. And no dunking is allowed unless each of the competitors agree in advance. C. An around-the-world shooting challenge. And D. Free throw shooting. In each event, the winner of the competition would receive $100,000 to be donated to the predetermined charity of his choice, with the runner-up receiving $50,000 for his charity choice. The NBA will make those donations from the profits they receive from the weekend's All-Star proceeds. Then, the Saturday night games would all be about the All-Stars. Those competitions we described are not physical, and there's relatively zero chance for any player to get injured prior to Sunday's big game. And speaking of the big game on Sunday, the Sunday All-Star Game should also feature a higher charity donation from the winning team and a reasonable amount from the losing squad. Those donations should be made to the charities selected in the All-Star City itself. Great ideas? You're welcome. My new NBA All-Star Weekend slogan? A good time for some great causes. You're welcome, NBA. I'm Swamp Swami, and I'm available at a small fee.